Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 14 Ways to Build Your Self-Esteem by Dennis Waitley. Recently, I was listening to a CD of an interview between Dennis Waitley, one of the greatest teachers in human achievement, and Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine. If you're not already familiar with Dennis Waitley has trained people from every walk of life, including Apollo astronauts and U.S. Olympic athletes. He has sold more than 10 million audio programs and has written 15 books, including bestsellers, Seeds of Greatness, and Psychology of Winning. One of the questions Darren asked Dennis was, how can people build their self-esteem? Dennis first defined the term by saying, your self-esteem is the deep down, in the skin feeling of your own worth, regardless of how you look or where you came from. It is the feeling of worthiness, just being glad you are you. It's the feeling of identity, finding something unique about yourself. It has the feeling of competency. If I do something and it works out, it gives me the courage to do something more. Continuing the subject, Dennis Waitley listed 14 ways that people can strengthen their self-esteem. And by the way, he just did this off the cuff. This wasn't like something he had rehearsed. He just listed what first came to his mind. Here are the 14 points. Number one, lead with your hand. When you walk in a room, always lead with your hand by offering a firm handshake. This gives you a feeling of self-assurance and indicates to others that you are confident in who you are. Number two, make eye contact. Making eye contact indicates that you're a caring person capable of holding the glass of another person. Number three, introduce your name first. When meeting people, always introduce yourself by saying your name. Number four, smile. A smile indicates that there's a light on in your window and that there's a caring and sharing person inside. Number five, dress your best. Always dress your best, not necessarily in designer clothing, and take pride in how you look. It's the outside of a package that draws people in. Number six, ask engaging questions. When you ask questions, you are demonstrating your genuine interest in others. Number seven, sit in front. When you attend meetings, sit up front and be an active participant. Number eight, walk with confidence. Walk with a spring in your step, a certain type of charisma and feeling about yourself. Number nine, use a positive, explanatory style. Listen carefully to how people describe themselves, as that often tells a lot about how people feel about themselves. Do they say negative things? Do they make excuses? Always explain yourself with a positive, explanatory style.